to Rough Life. Today's theme is social media. Honestly, I don't know why. I did watch the 7M Dancing for the Devil documentary last night. 10 out of 10, highly recommend for anyone that loves cults and conspiracies. But anyways, they were using a lot of these words and I was getting pretty desperate for a theme, so voila. So hashtag was in the car with his owner several towns over. The lady was pulled over by police. She had the puppy in the car and some drugs. So she was arrested and taken to jail, and the animal control officer was called to come get the puppy. He held the puppy for 5 days. That's the legal stray hold down here, but the owner never came after him, so he was placed with a foster after a few days. Newsfeed, the Yorkie, is from a nearby town. The police chief called us and said someone had found this Yorkie in town and brought it to him and his wife to try to find the owner because there is no city pound there. They took him to get scanned for a microchip and they held on to him for 2 weeks looking for an owner but had no luck, so they needed a rescue to take him. Algorithm, the Shih Tzu, belonged to a single guy who took a new job where he will be doing a good bit of traveling, so he wanted him to go to a home where he would have a family with him all the time. Platforms, the tripod, was hit by a car back in April. He was left to bleed out and die on the side of the road. Someone drove by and saw him and posted on Facebook asking for help. By the time we saw the post, over $400 had been raised on Facebook by random people from all over trying to help the finder afford to be able to get him to the vet to save his life. We offered to pay the rest and get him in at our vet down here to be looked at. His front leg was shattered and beyond saving, so we had to have it amputated. He has been with our foster ever since and has done amazing. He has adapted to having three legs perfectly, and he is just so happy to be alive. X, which is anyone else super annoyed that they renamed Twitter X? Like, it will always be Twitter to me. I think it's so dumb that everyone has to now say X, formerly Twitter. Like, so annoying. X, the Labradoodle, was brought to our vet's office to be euthanized, but the owner agreed to let the vets rehome him instead, and they actually paid for him to be boarded there until we could get a foster for him. I don't know why they were going to euthanize him. I assume it's because he's a doodle and doodles are awful until they're wonderful. And anyone with a 3 year or older doodle knows exactly what I mean. They are awful until they are the best dogs. But that actually reminds me of the story going around on Facebook right now. I'm sure you've seen it. If you haven't, there's a woman who surrendered her dog to be euthanized and later, I don't know, a few months or a year later, saw it up for adoption on the shelter's Facebook page and couldn't believe that the dog was still alive. Now, I don't know all the facts or the details. I just read one article really quickly the day that the story came out. But I do know that the shelter is getting a lot of hate. Maybe it's justified in this situation. I don't know. But I do just want to share the shelter rescue aspect of it. From what I understand, she adopted this dog from the shelter. The dog was sick. She took it to the vet. It was going to be an insane amount of money to fix whatever it was. So the vet said, if you don't want to do that, if you can't afford it, you should just euthanize this dog because this dog is very sick or in pain or whatever. I don't know why she didn't have the vet euthanize the dog there, but for whatever reason, she took it to the shelter to have it euthanized. They asked her if it was okay for them to take it to their vet, see if their vet agreed with the insanely expensive treatment, or if he had another idea. And then they would adopt the dog out. She agreed, signed the papers, and left. The vet thought it was something else, treated it way cheaper, and now the dog's fine. But now, the former owner is mad that her dog is available for adoption and they won't let her adopt the dog back. And I get it. I'm sure she really truly loved this dog. But almost every rescue or shelter in the world has a privacy policy where if you surrender an animal to them, you lose the right to get updates on it. For so many reasons, but primarily so you don't decide you want it back and attack the new owners to get it. So that's why this woman wasn't kept in the loop. And most of the time, once you surrender a dog, you're placed on a do not adopt list. Most of the time, not all the time. So it's likely she's on a do not adopt list for every animal at that shelter, not just this specific dog. But above all, if they just let her adopt this dog back, everyone everywhere with a dog needing medical attention would do this. Why pay $5,000 at the vet when you can surrender your dog, they'll pay for whatever it needs, and you can adopt the dog back for $50 or even $500. Rescues would be bankrupt in a week. Now, whether or not she should be allowed to reimburse the rescue for all of the money and all of the time that they spent on this dog and allowed to adopt him back, I don't know. Obviously, that's a case-by-case basis. In my opinion, if she only took him to one vet before taking him to the shelter to be euthanized, she should not get the dog back. And I don't know if she did that or not. Maybe she went to 20 vets, but if she really did just go to one vet, find out it was going to be super expensive, and not take the time or the energy to get a second opinion, even just those free Facebook veterinary pages, she shouldn't get the dog back. But anyways, that's my hot take for the day that no one asked for. But I keep seeing the shelter getting so much hate for this, and I don't think it's as cut and dry as people think it is. So I just wanted to give the shelter side of it. Anyways, back to your regularly scheduled podcast. Meme came into the kill shelter in town as a stray. They kept him up front in a cage in the lobby so that he wouldn't be exposed to Parvo in the back, so that we would agree to take him. The R litter of two. Okay, I don't know if this litter is actually going to be on transport. As of right now, Jacqueline is telling me no and that she doesn't have enough fosters. But in my mind, you only need one person to agree to take the pair. And that doesn't seem that hard for me to find. So I'm putting them in here and I'm really counting on Jacqueline coming through for me. The R litter of two were dumped at a guy's house in Boonville. I think it was actually in the city limits, and the shelter should have had to take them. But the guy had a family emergency that day and took them to his friend's house in a town about an hour away so that they would be taken care of. I don't know if this guy was initially planning to keep them or if he was just going to foster them, but regardless, they asked the shelter to take the puppies a few days later when the original guy came back, and the shelter said they couldn't because they weren't in the city limits anymore. But I don't know. Regardless, they gave them our contact info, and we told the friend if he would continue to hang on to them until transport, they could go. The V litter of three were dumped in Jessica's sister's neighborhood. I can't help but wonder if they knew Jessica's sister lived there and that they would eventually make their way to us, which is exactly what happened. Her friend's sister found them, brought them into their garage, and called Jessica's sister to ask her to ask Jessica to ask me if we could take them. The C family is actually, supposedly, a daddy and four puppies. I really have my suspicions about one of the puppies. I'm sure you can figure out which one I think does not belong in the litter. But regardless, they were all found on the side of a gravel road way out in the boondocks. One of our new fosters saw them and picked them up. That's the problem, quote-unquote problem, with fosters down here. You can't call them and say, hey, we have a litter that we need you to foster. Instead, they call us and they say, we have a litter we need you to take, which I get. I mean, how do you see them on the side of the road, know what kind of lives that they'll have if you keep driving, and know what kind of lives they'll have if you pick them up and you foster them for a few weeks? But there's no way you can decide to just leave them anyways. You can't. Anyways, this guy is used to finding dogs homes and keeping them until he rehomes them himself. So he buys all of their food and everything. Now that he's fostering for us, we're obviously supplying him with food. But when Jessica went by to vaccinate them, she noticed how little he was feeding them, and he said he couldn't afford to buy another bag. So she left him with another huge bag of food and told him, we literally have more dog food than we know what to do with because we have so many incredible fosters in Virginia that support us. And just feed those babies as much as they want because we will keep an endless supply coming for him and them. Okay, the R litter of five. So a doodle breeder let their female golden doodle out to potty, and the sneaky neighborhood dog had a quick date with her. These people are one of the highest regarded doodle breeders in the state, whatever that means. Like, Mississippi is so highly regarded. He said they breed for quality over quantity, obviously. Anyways, they were giving away the rest of the litter on Facebook, and we offered to take them and spay the mama. He said he actually would like to spay their other mama dog that they used to breed, but not the mom of this litter. Obviously, that's not ideal, but we told him we didn't care as long as someone no longer reproduces. The F litter of six, but there might just be three, depending on how many fosters we get for this transport. Anyways, there'll be six total. I don't know if they're going to be spread across two transports. A U.S. Congressman, Trent Kelly, his wife called us to ask if we could please help their daughter. She was driving down a back road and saw these truly pitiful pity puppies who had obviously been mistreated. When she tried to get them in her car, some ran right to her and a few others were pretty terrified. When she saw them, she knew she could not leave them behind. They had asked a few other rescues, but no one would even consider them because, one, they were pit mixes, two, they were older puppies, and three, they were all scarred up and pitiful. Obviously, they are not my best pull either, but after everyone else turned them down, there's just no way we could too. So they are happy to know that they'll be getting their freedom ride out of Mississippi, where pity puppies don't usually survive. As for the cats, what's on your mind is from our bottle feeder foster. The mama cat dried up and wasn't able to feed the kittens anymore, but by the time the owner realized that that's what was happening, this kitten was the only one still alive in the litter, so she took it to our bottle feeder. The I litter of four is from our foster, who was actually fostering the German Shorthair puppies from this transport. She heard kittens under her house, and she sent her husband under there to get them. They think that the puppies might have chased them under there, but they're really not sure where they came from to begin with, so they were likely just dumped there. The S litter of five are owner surrenders. They had a pregnant cat show up to their house last year. They found homes for all of the kittens, but they never got the mom spayed. So when she got pregnant again this year, they knew they did not want to deal with finding homes for all of the kittens again. So they asked us to take them, and they are very excited to get the mama spayed for free now. Well, that is all of the stories for this week. I am officially running late to transport yet again. Luckily, they cannot leave without me. So thank you for listening. Sorry about the rant at the beginning. I'll see you in 2 weeks for the next transport. It's a rough life, but someone's got to do it. Oh, wait. Okay. Jacqueline just texted me and said she is only down one foster now so that the R litter of two can come. Yay. We knew Jacqueline would come through for us. Okay. Gotta go. Bye.